Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio with me. And then connected via the web, we have a cast of just crazy characters, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, Barry Zeboder, we have Walt DeMartini, we have, I believe, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut, I believe, is with us today as well. Do I see him?
Is cough he there, if you're guys? Here.
Cough, guys, cough. Turn your head and cough. Yep, there it is. Yep.
That's one beautiful. Somebody's got a hernia.
I'd recognize that tobacco cough anywhere. And, so, yeah.
And Casey.
And Brittany the Aqua Gypsy is with us as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
So and look at everyone's head.
Wait, will you shut up? Just quit it.
No.
Stop talking, Barry.
No.
Wow.
Wait, you're totally breaking up on us, Barry. You sound terrible.
Ignore him, Greg, and I magnify Walt. Okay.
That had nothing to do with the call.
The Diver Show.
Yes, there he is. See, I recognize that horse voice. That would be Casey. But Brittany, come in. Talk to me. Brittany, you there?
There you are.
There. Hi, she is. Yes, we have a little. She kind of completes us. She's the one female.
Whoa.
In the in the group that what? What do you
Although
mean?
I will not turn my head and cough, Greg.
Well, there's no need for you to.
Well, good point.
She doesn't need to.
So, yeah, but it is, we could have her do some other stuff, but that would be inappropriate.
Stop
so we
it.
Ahead.
What is wrong with you?
I'm still kind of giddy from our trip to Grenada, you know, and Brittany is too.
Sounds like he's been on a boat his whole life.
Well, you know, I wasn't on a boat. That was a land-based adventure there for Pure Grenada Dive Fest. But back me up here, Brittany. That was a trip that we will never forget. Am I right? You're with
me. A trip of a lifetime. It was so much fun.
So much fun. And CJ will back me up on this, too.
He was totally there. Agree. It was a blast.
Now, the rest
every single day.
The rest of these losers didn't get to go, like us three. So we are the IT team. And you know, Bubble Boy, Casey, Vinny Two Tanks, even Captain Walt. I hate to throw him into that group.
But
the they didn't get to go. They didn't get to experience the Spice Island like we did. So as part of that adventure, you know, how it works is that when you go on a trip like this, you get to come home. And actually, we didn't even wait till that. We kind of did it while we were actually in Grenada. We would go and we would, you know, like FaceTime and to go FaceTime live and just rub it into all our friends back home. Saying, "Hey, losers, look where we are."
Do you like warm water?
Yeah.
Do you like diving?
Of you, Greg.
Every day.
Oh yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy. Yeah, well, he's the other one we got to rub it into. He didn't get to go too. So you know, but
I was hard at work doing other things. Great for you.
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, you can't slam him too much.
I can't. He was doing his due diligence for Scuba Radio last week, and we're going to get into that in just a bit. Big announcement to share with the world today, but we'll get to that in just a bit.
He's got juice.
I don't want that to cut into our gloating time, because once again, as part of going on an adventure like we did in Grenada, is that you get to rub it into all your friends back home.
We all heard that you just wanted to spend special time with CJ.
We spend special time every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't make it awkward.
We're having
Casey.
Special time now.
And that's what Brittany is here for. She's to offset that, you know, strange kind of dynamic that can develop sometimes. You hear what I'm saying, Brittany? Or are you just not going to say a word?
I was right there.
Right in the middle.
She can vouch for us.
I was eating the roadie sandwiches.
Yeah.
Run away.
She's scarred.
Yeah, she couldn't run away. We're on an island.
Choking on the bones.
Choking on the bones.
Okay.
And right. Digging the curry.
That's right. I still don't think it was bones.
Dude, it was tons of bones. It was the whole damn chicken.
All right,
chicken.
Listen to me. It wasn't a fish.
Thank God Tiffany says to me, watch out, there may be bones.
I don't think they were bones.
She's the only one that warned me. You didn't say a damn word.
I think they were the little spines from the leftover fish.
No, there weren't spines.
Mm.
They need to put the blender on puree.
No, there was no blending going on of the lionfish. We had this.
This isn't lionfish. This was chicken.
Chicken? Oh, and the roadies?
Yes, that's what we're still talking about.
All right, so let's back up here.
Does it taste like chicken?
No, then like real chicken. Like a Caribbean burrito. They call them roadies. It's actually, I think they come from India or someplace. I forget. But the first one I ever had was in Grenada.
The East Indies.
And it's like fast food in the islands. You get these things, roadies, ROTI. And they usually, you know, there's like, what, rice, and then there's chicken and curry, spices in there. It's actually pretty tasty, but it's kind of like a burrito wrapped up. Yeah, a little bit of vegetable stuff. But the chicken is like, it's not like they take, you know, chicken breast or shredded chicken and throw it in the burrito. They just take the whole chicken, bones and all, and throw it in there.
Exactly. Wings. That's what I'm saying.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Very tasty.
Chicken lips included?
Say what? Say it again, Barry.
Chicken lips included?
There could be in there.
Barry.
How dare you? How dare you? But
Greg, can I interject a little here?
Please, go ahead, please.
I think that possibly we may have been eating it a bit improperly. I think that we were supposed to open the whole so that the thin pita is more so like your plate, and then you eat the food on the inside, say with a fork or your hands, and then from there, kind of rip the pieces off.
Oh, what fun is that?
A little instruction would be helpful.
Yeah, no. No, you don't bother with that.
Hey, stupid gringos.
No, what you do, you eat it like a burrito. When you get to the bone, you just spit it out like, there's the bone. It's like spitting out pumpkin seeds when you eat a pumpkin.
Not unless you want to visit the oral surgeon immediately upon return.
Or a watermelon.
Right. Yeah.
Call the dentist.
Yeah. I threw in pumpkin because, you know, Halloween's coming.
I went to the dentist Tuesday, and he's like, why are all your molars broken?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, I hate this damn thing in Grenada.
A little Grenada souvenir. They see, you always remember that trip to the dentist will be very special.
Spitting out blood and chiclets.
Greg, I noticed everybody has red hats, and CJ was wondering where the hell his was.
Oh, yes, red hats. Thanks to Barry DeBoder, we all got our watch caps now, and here's one for me. Here's one for CJ. And, where's
thanks, CJ.
You can see this on Facebook Live. CJ is just enthralled with his red watch cap that Barry,
you couldn't wait.
The bugger wears, but, Barry sent me.
It's like 98 degrees in here. Put it on and enjoy it.
Well, this is how you're supposed to look like Jacques Cousteau.
Who the hell wants to look like him?
Barry. Barry, a bugger.
After you're diving, it's cold and it warms your head.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, I see here. There's one here for me, but I don't see one for Bubble Boy.
Oh, God.
You can borrow mine today.
There was one for Bubble Boy. I get what I put in the package.
Thinking cap.
No, you gave me one for Brittany, which I gave Brittany one in Grenada. She's wearing hers today, as you can plainly see.
I can't see it. What do you mean?
It's right there. Just look for the red. Look for the red.
It's so tiny.
Yeah.
There were four in that bag.
We can't put her on Facebook Live because that's all she's wearing today. God bless her.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not? Are you sure about that? That's our closed caption video. She doesn't want to be seen.
Greg, I'm sitting in 54 degree weather.
So she needs it.
She's a nice girl, Greg. Stop it.
Of course she is. I mean,
Wow.
What? Wow, look at you.
He looks like the Steve Zissou guy.
I think that's what Barry's going for.
With the beard.
With the watch cap thing. It looks like it's a little small for your big head there, Bubble Boy, though.
That's Greg's idea of revenge, Greg. This is your revenge.
That top part is called the reservoir.
Greg, did you count how many people are on this page today?
Oh, it came off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That happens to me all the time.
That explains the risk.
Say it again, Barry. We were laughing.
Can you count how many people we have? This is the largest amount of people we've ever had on this webpage.
Call Guinness.
You know what? We do have a pretty big crew.
Suck it, Neil Watson. We got a record.
The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is in fine form today. So that's a good thing. Well,
quantity. We have Gabriel on today, too.
It's definitely quantity over quality.
Yeah, as usual.
It's what we're going for, usually. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about, a lot more to gloat about, and then a big, big announcement about Scuba Radio. And we got to thank Jerry, the diver guy. We'll get into that and much, much more today on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know.
Ain't no ego, never any ego. No ego's underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I got to thank a Facebook listener for that little tidbit. He had commented on a photo from our Pure Grenada Dive Fest adventure, and he said, "Hey, I got this song, and that you need to play on Scuba Radio." So Ain't No Ego Underwater, and it was a perfect match for our president. So there you go. We thank you for helping us out and producing the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Less work for me when you guys suggest stuff, right?
Yeah, why not?
And up next, Naked Scuba Boy.
Yes, thank you. That's right.
He roams the earth.
Yeah, that could happen. Yeah, there's no telling. We got a few little surprises to share with everybody today. Big announcement that Jerry the Diver Guy was part of, and we're going to get into that a little bit later on. But still,
Scuba Radio Moonshine.
No, actually, wait a minute. You might be on.
Now that's a possibility.
That could happen. You know, sometimes little
get wrecked
moments of genius pop out of CJ there. Thank you. Yeah, we may have to work that out. But no, we got a big announcement to share with the world.
The only thing that pops out of you.
Hey, quit it. Quit it. And so we're going to share that in just a bit. But also, you know, Halloween coming up. We got to talk a little bit about that. Next week, CJ and myself are going to join Dr. Doug on a cavern course.
Getting all kinds of certifications.
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to do nitrox.
Yeah, so we got to talk about that. And actually, next week, just make a program note, because next Saturday on the show, we're literally going to bring you along for our adventure with Dr. Doug and going through this cavern course. So CJ and myself are literally going to have a recorder with us while we go through this. And I complete the course, CJ fails, and we're going to, you know, share this with everybody around the world.
So don't give it away.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just
spoiler alert.
All right, Barry Debugger, go ahead.
So, are you going to practice this? Do you just put on all your gear, go into the closet, turn off the lights, and try, you know, changing out?
No, Greg's been out of the closet for years.
Hey, now.
Oh, okay.
All right, I said we were going to talk about this later, Barry, so we will answer your question later. Thanks for paying attention. All right, so, anyway.
Thanks, Barry.
Listen, Barry, listen. Yeah.
Wrong again, Barry.
The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad in fine form, as always. By the way, I want to give a little shout out to Mermaid Tony, because she was going to join us today. She could not do it because she is too busy.
Then she gets no shout outs.
No, she does. She's Miss Oktoberfest. Yeah, she's one of our Scuba Radio mermaids from back in the day. She's done quite well for herself. But she's in a parade today as Miss Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Trade in her fins for lederhosen.
Something like that, yeah. So we wish Tony and her crew the
nice
best.
Nice jugs of beer.
Yeah, that's what it was. Beer. Exactly. But yeah, she's actually
Steins.
She's on a big billboard down in South Florida, too. They used her likeness.
Where?
Yeah, down in South Florida. Barry, go find it. Come on, you're down there. Good
where?
Lord.
Just look for the Heidelberg off 84. Where?
That's it.
Just look for exactly. The car wrecks.
Right there. Go there. No, it's actually further north than that, Barry. I think it's up in what? Boynton Beach? Does that sound right? Is that north of the? Yeah, it's the north. Anyway, she's in some big parade, you know, Oktoberfest parade is Miss Oktoberfest. So she's trading in her tail for, like you said, Lederhosen, I guess.
Mark Schnell.
Yeah. So, you know, where are they now? Scuba Radio Mermaids? Well, that's a show in development. We will see. All right. But back to gloating. Because, you know, we were in Grenada last week. Had
and
just
you
a
weren't.
Phenomenal time. Now, the one thing I will say beyond the gloating part is that don't be these other schmoes that we're gloating to and rubbing it in.
Yeah,
to
we
all
can't gloat to you if you were there.
Right. Next year, make your plans now. We're going to announce the dates for Pure Grenada Dive Fest here in the next few weeks. Hopefully by the DEMA show, you'll be able to plan accordingly and make sure you're not one of the rest of the people of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad that did not make it. But it's going to be bigger and better.
And if you don't go, then you have to wear these silly red hats.
Good point.
That's your punishment.
Mm-hmm. Could be. But
that's how we distinguish who went and who didn't.
Right. But we just had a phenomenal time. It was just a great event all the way around. You know, any time of the year, you could get to a place like the Spice Island, spend some time on Grenada, on the sister island Carriacou, and do just even a small sample of what we got to experience. It will change your
life.
Yeah, we had the Scuba Cowboy. They had a live band last night, some Caribbean music cover band down there. I thought they were playing all originals. I didn't recognize.
You just had that punami of a time, didn't you?
No,
not at all. There was none of that going on, Jerry. You would have known this if you were there.
I think he's talking about the mud bath thing.
Oh, that's right.
The crab poo.
The crab poo was a hit. And you
should
know,
we tell him? Or let the suspense kill him?
Well, as you can see on Facebook Live today, a lot of people have already chimed in, I'm sure, and said how CJ and James, like, are these their sons that are doing the show today? Look how young they look compared to Bubble Boy.
You mean Greg?
What?
CJ and Greg.
Oh, what'd I say?
CJ and James.
Oh, you had it right the first time.
Yeah, yeah. But compared to Bubble Boy, CJ and I look like our sons are doing the show today. You hear what I'm saying?
I got carded at the liquor store.
Yeah, hello.
If your sons had progenitor.
They're like, wait a minute. What are you trying to pull? And I was like, here you go.
Yeah. And
oh my God, I thought you were 18.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, oh, must be the volcanic rub I rubbed all over myself.
It, the girl at Starbucks looked at me and said, Miss, what would you like? So
now, she asked if you're asking for the senior citizen discount.
No, she didn't.
She said, it right.
She said, who had the half vanilla latte? Peg? Is there a peg?
It could have happened. I mean, the thing is, that magical mud.
Whipped cream for Peg.
Grenada Peg. Has medicinal properties to it.
We did talk in Grenada about how if Greg was going to be a transgender, he would be Peg.
Hmm. Oh, God.
But
all he
not
would do was
though.
shave his goatee.
He said it's Craig.
Okay, moving on. What we did discover, though.
Go ahead, Peg.
Is that it was not crab poo. It was there's salt flats over there on Carriacou that wash over the island. The salt dries out. They get salt there, you know, and bottle it up and sell it, chip it off. But some of the after effects of this water that stay over there create this kind of muck stuff. Once the sand and stuff dries out, and it's really, really fine mud, you rub it all over you, and it's
the
like
finest
a
in all the land.
Yeah, and it was really
so
cool.
Salty crab poo.
It wasn't crab poo. What part of that did you not hear? It is a muck kind of thing.
Maybe it's
this whole
magical
story
properties.
Sounds like poo.
No,
for months
they hung up on the poo.
It's the part where you've been calling it crab poo for months.
Crab poo in the ocean.
I might have been slightly mistaken on that. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I believe the listener who was annoyed that we play Under Pressure too much by Queen. He said, play this other song, which I did earlier, but I'm not going to stop playing Under Pressure by Queen. I mean, hey, it's you can't improve on perfection, and I'm too damn lazy to want to switch music out like that anyway.
Yeah.
Let's be real. All right, so look, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coming up, we have the Dive God we're planning to check in with. Also, Gabriel from Shearwater Research is going to join us here at the top of hour two and talk about some of his latest diving exploits.
If you're still listening.
If who, Gabriel still or listening. What do you mean?
In the second hour.
No, they will be. Of course they will be. Mm. I mean,
I like your optimism.
We are potentially the award-winning Scuba Radio. We're going to dive into that here in just a bit, and we'll share a major announcement with everyone. So I'm looking forward with that. Looking forward
despite
to sharing
our
that.
Best efforts.
Despite our best efforts. True. You know? But overall, just to get back to Grenada, because, I mean, we could go on for days and days. It is definitely a place you should add to your list of diving places if you haven't done it already.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, anybody who listened to the show last week, which was done on the Spice Island, I think got a pretty good little taste of what it was like. But I'm telling you, it has kind of a little bit of everything, you know, especially underwater. Now, Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, you'd back me up on that, wouldn't you, Brittany? You'd like to go back like yesterday, I'm assuming. Is that right? You think?
100%.
Yeah.
What I really enjoyed the most about it is that you could go with a family or you could go with a dive group, and not everyone needs to be a diver necessarily, because there's so much fun topside.
That's right. You know, we did that those dune buggy tours.
Oh, that was a blast.
And you know, we went and hiked up to the waterfall and hung out there. We did. We ate too much.
Where's the mute button?
That was great.
God help us. Oh, geez. Good food. A lot of spice on the Spice Island. Might bring a Tums. All right, look, we're going to share this major announcement with you next. Stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool? Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you got to do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, to be a scuba diver, it can be so much fun. Memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness, equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know, gonna be a scuba diver, gonna be an underwater survivor. Gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, and then we get the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. Brittany the Aqua Gypsy, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut. We got Walt DeMartini live at the Gomez Hilton. We have Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks, and Jerry the Diver Guy.
I haven't heard from Walt and Vinny.
Walt, do you care to say a word or two, sure, or just say there? Hi? Just say hi.
He's
busy watching the paddle boarders in front of the Gomez Hilton.
Someone's got to do it.
Yes. And then Vinny Two Tanks hadn't said much yet. He's just sitting back, kind of chilling.
Hey, CJ, Greg, how's it going?
What good up? To hear there your voice there, buddy. All right. So, look. So
I have a question. Oh, wait.
Go ahead, Jerry. Go.
CJ, I need to ask you, how was your experiences on the dune buggies?
Oh, he needs to ask you.
It was awesome. They were super fun. It was rather dangerous, partly because of the
driver,
the roads that they had us, the lack of roads.
We didn't share the fact that you tried to decapitate me when I was a passenger.
Yeah,
you're
like Deadpool. You just keep coming back.
Yeah, that's right. You can't kill me much as you try.
No, they were fun. I drove two legs, and Greg drove a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You got the easy part. And then the funniest part was when the sun went down, and we have no headlights on these things, and we're on their main roads.
Yeah, good times.
I'm like, hey, Greg, I'm in a foreign country, unlicensed. I have no business driving this thing on the road, and no one can see us.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Did you get stuck?
We did get stuck twice, once on a big-ass boulder.
Mm-hmm.
And
not while I was driving, though. We didn't get stuck. It was only
you would have got
driving.
Stuck like 10 more times.
I just said there was one point I yell out, I go, tree! And then...
You had never yelled tree.
I did. Literally a second
I thought
before
you said
we got
we.
Hooked.
I thought you were saying we.
Yeah, maybe.
Weed.
Yeah.
But who came to the rescue?
Brittany the Aqua Gypsy and Mermaid Tiffany.
Yeah. Thank God.
They jumped
God
in the mud.
Elena.
Milena, they all three of them got in the mud. I was like, are you guys nuts? What are you doing in the mud for?
I told Greg, get out and push.
That's I'm like, oh, hell no.
Greg, when you're riding shotgun, I'll be nice. Your job is to get out and push.
See, that's just good judgment on my part, which is one of the reasons
Like Jackie Gleason said in Smokey and the Bandit, get out and push.
Okay. Once again, he's a leader too. And that's how I look at the, a ringmaster of scuba radio. And sometimes things work out well when you have the proper leadership. And which brings me to our big announcement. Are you ready for this? And we got to thank Jerry the Diver Guy.
Drum roll?
Yeah, go ahead.
Drum roll?
All right, stop. That's annoying. No, Jerry the Diver Guy had a lot to do with this, but we got nominated to be the Diving Community Champion of 2019.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to announce the winner at the DEMA show this year. And this is actually, we kid, we joke. And stuff. It's actually quite an honor to be nominated because we're one of the five finalists that will be voted on to get this new award that they're going to announce at the DEMA show.
Dues,
yeah,
time after time,
we are the diving champions.
The other people, we can take them out at DEMA when they're not looking.
No, we're not going to bother with that. But if we get the diving community champion award, that will be something. But just the fact that we're in the top five, or we're the fifth most popular diving community champion, is something to hang our watch caps on.
Humble brag.
Yeah. So no, it's an honor to be nominated. We really appreciate it. DEMA members are going to vote, and who knows? Maybe we'll win this thing.
Maybe we'll. But
that means if you are a member of DEMA,
you got to be a member of. Yeah.
For Scuba Radio.
You got to be a member of DEMA, you know, paid up, and you vote, and they'll announce it at the show, and who knows, maybe we'll get a plaque or, you know.
So we have to pay off the voters? Is that what you're saying?
No. I don't think there's any. You just, they got to pay their dues.
Checks are in the mail.
Yeah.
I'll get my boss to do it. She's a member.
All right. God bless you.
Well, a little note. All right.
We've got one vote so far.
All right.
We appreciate your consideration.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. So, you know, it's an honor to be nominated for Diving Community Champion, for
Greg,
sure.
I feel like I should maybe tell you something.
What, CJ? What's up?
Well, maybe I shouldn't.
What do you mean? Tell me what.
Well, I don't want you to be upset.
Okay.
Well, you're going to find out sooner. Should I tell him?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. What's going on?
There's been a little backlash.
Backlash.
For your nomination for this Community Champion Award.
The Diving Community Champion.
Yeah.
There's backlash. What do you mean?
Well, you know how people will bitch about anything.
Right.
But I'm not sure how to say this.
Just spit it out already.
There's a couple of groups that are not happy with your nomination.
Not happy that Scuba Radio has been nominated for Diving Community Champion?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Well, I kind of voiced some commercials for them.
Wait a minute.
But
now, that is what CJ does in his real life. No, but he's listen, a production guy at a radio station. Right there.
In my defense,
yeah.
A, I didn't know what I was auditioning for when I booked it. And two, you know, I got to make a living.
Okay, but wait a minute. You auditioned for a group that...
These are national spots.
All right, but you told them to go pound sand, I'm sure, when they asked you to voice this stuff, and you said, no, I know the guy, I'm not going to do this.
Well, I'm a professional, so I'm not going to let my personal relationships interfere with my career.
So you did the commercials?
Yeah, kind
of. Oh, geez.
They paid him three times as much as you, Greg.
These are national spots, Greg.
Oh, wait, you're giving nice these are the ones you want me to play this? Is this a copy of the commercial?
Yeah. I want you to hear it from me. I don't want you to hear it from anybody else.
Okay. Well,
now, this doesn't affect my personal feelings.
Yeah, right.
Of course,
right.
I think you should win.
All right, let's just hear what this is all about.
Greg the Dive Master from Scuba Radio is using the Earth's precious air supply to swim underwater so he can look at fish. Wasting one of our most precious resources for his own amusement. Now he's nominated for a prestigious DEMA award. Don't hold your breath, pal. Paid for by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Air.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, man.
Negative campaign ads have started.
That was fantastic.
To go against our nomination.
It's a small world, man. It's just, I mean.
How many of these? I see there's more. There's more than one?
I think there's a whole campaign.
What is this one?
Greg the Dive Master is an insensitive jerk, culturally appropriating the style and mannerisms of Atlanteans as he continues to dive in the ocean, interacting with sea life time and time again.
Yeah.
What's next, Greg? Riding on a dolphin and pretending you're Aquaman? Now he may win a fancy award at DEMA. Blow it out your blowhole, Nimrod.
Oh, wow.
Paid for by ASS, Atlantis Social Society.
I don't think it's appropriate. I really don't think that's appropriate.
Barry's going to get mad about that
one. Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. Duh.
You don't mess with Aquaman.
Yeah, no, listen. I don't write these. I wasn't the copywriter.
Right. You just produced them and made them sound
professional. No, I'm just the hired gun. I'm just the voice.
There's another one?
Greg the Dive Master is up for some kind of award in an ocean show or something. Greg is a middle-aged, straight, white male. What else do you need to know? Paid for by Hag, Hippies Against Greg.
Oh.
That one.
We have no chance. Okay. We have no chance with a campaign like that. The negative political ads like this, they're going to totally derail our award. This is not right.
What about this?
I thought the first one was okay.
Yeah. Okay. What, you believed it? What the hell's wrong with these people?
I liked the last one.
Okay.
You hag.
You're not a member of HAG, are you? Please tell me, Brittany. Yeah, we don't have a mole inside the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
First of all, there's an error with the second. There's an error with that one. He's not middle aged.
He's overaged.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. You guys, thanks for your support, by the way.
Greg, I feel bad. How about this?
Mm?
How about when I get the check?
Yeah.
For these, I'll use it to bribe. I'll use it to bribe people to vote for you.
Okay, that works. I'm in.
To make it better.
Yeah, that'd be like $2.39.
Nah, it'd be more now.
Really?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge, he said, Bella, do you want to see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And they drove all the way to Key West.
I want to go.
US 1, heading down US 1.
Hi, this is Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants to party?
Greg, the Dive Master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggity.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Mermaid Tony, now Miss Oktoberfest. She's in a parade, preparing for a parade right now there in South Florida. God bless her. We wish her the best.
Do you think the title of Scuba Radio Mermaid helped her?
No, absolutely. It's garter for life, is my guess. But despite our best efforts, she's went on to bigger and better things. And we do wish her the best. We really do. And that's a good thing. Yeah, matter of fact, one of the things she did is Miss Oktoberfest. She had texted me this week, and she was telling me about some of the media appearances she was making for Miss Oktoberfest. And she said, you ought to do this on Scuba Radio.
Well, shouldn't one of those media appearances be on Scuba Radio?
Well, no. She has once again moved on and wised up. But she said, here, do this, because this radio station I appeared on this week hooked a shock collar up to one of the hosts. And then I got to shock him every time he spelled a German word wrong as Miss Oktoberfest.
Hilarious.
Yeah. She said, you ought to do that with your mermaids. And like put one of these things on you and let the mermaid shock you live on Scuba Radio.
How do you spell Wyoming, Greg?
I'd like to see that.
No, I wouldn't. And there'll be no shocking going on. Vinny's that was into a terrible
it.
Idea.
Vinny's into it.
But anyway... We do wish her the best.
Surprised,
despite some of those suggestions. Anyway, coming up, Gabriel from Shearwater Research is going to join us. Also, we have the Dive God, Mr. Neil Watson, an hour or two standing by. We have more to gloat about from our adventure in Grenada, and
what do you mean,
to celebrate.
Gabriel's going to join us. He's been with us the whole show.
Well, he's listening in. I didn't want to put him on the spot because I knew what we were getting into, and I figured he'd want to keep it at arm's length. Is that safe to say, Gabriel? Feel free to chime in or stay silent.
Here all the time, Greg.
Here all the time. May God bless him. He has the patience of Job, but his name's Gabriel, and we're going to talk to him a little bit more.
Another
in depth.
Biblical character.
Yeah, good point.
He could blow his own horn.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what are the odds? Yeah, but, you know, we can gloat about Grenada. This award is a big deal despite the campaign that's this negative political campaign that obviously we uncovered.
I think you'll be fine.
You think?
Yeah, you'll survive.
Yeah, you know, during the break, Barry the Bugger texted me and said, hey, I just joined HAG. It was only like $35 a year. What a deal. Screw you, Barry.
Well, it was buy one, get one, and you already were a member. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
He's a member of Hippies Against Greg.
That's weird. You know, that's what he texted me.
Keep your enemies close.
Yeah, maybe. Brittany's a part of PETA, People Against the Ethical Treatment of Air. Is that right, Brittany?
I don't think so.
No, she didn't join it, or was that just rumor and innuendo? It could have been. Might have been.
It was a bit of a rumor.
It was a rumor. Okay, well, thank you. So it's not true, or you're not going to deny?
I'd say I'm closer to the HAG than the...
Okay.
PETA.
All right. You got to compare your groups that you want to be a member of. But honestly, it is.
Hate on Greg groups.
True. You know,
Hog,
if everyone hates
Greg.
Me, when everyone hates me, that's when I know I've made it. See? So I look at this as a badge of honor.
Yeah, I think you're backwards.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we win. I'm number five. We're number five.
Everybody out in listening land, I'm sorry for the nomination.
Well, yeah. Okay, what happened there? Did Casey just choke on his stick?
Are you still with us, Casey? Breathe, damn it.
Where's the defibrillator?
He got choked on his own air.
Okay, it can happen. But yeah, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy did have something to do with the nomination. We do appreciate it, Jerry. And, you know, Scuba Radio's up for the Diving Community Champion Award.
Jerry,
and we'll find out.
Check's in the mail.
Yep, could be. $2.39. That's how much they paid CJ for those... announcement that he agreed to
I'm not
donate.
That cheap.
No?
No.
Oh. Well, that's...
I wouldn't have sold the opportunity.
So, Greg, you win
cheap.
This award. What, we all get to just hang on your coattails even tighter?
Well, first of all, it's not me. It's Scuba Radio.
It's all of you. It's all of us. This award belongs to all of us.
Exactly. So, you know, yeah, I know you guys are directing all this at me, but it's the show.
You get to storm the stage.
Do we get to go on a stage? What do you mean?
No, do we get to storm the stage?
I think
all
we should, especially if we don't win. I think we ought to pull like a Kanye West and go up there and like, hey, this was outrageous.
I demand a recount.
Are we going to wear our red beanies?
No, oh, hell no.
Oh.
No, we got to dress up.
Yeah, it's an 80s theme, so we could dress up as like, you know, like an 80s hair band, like Bon Jovi or something like that.
How?
Barry's going to dress up as Tubbs.
Oh, wigs.
No, I'm not. I don't have enough hair left.
Mm. Yeah, you can put on a wig.
Greg, do I have to go and rent? Do I have to go and rent socks for this?
Socks are optional. I don't think tubs or hubs or whatever works.
No, no, no.
Greg, you
Crockett
can go
did not wear
Crockett,
socks.
That's it.
No, no, no. Shoes. Greg can go as Doc from Back to the Future.
Yeah, okay. Wear fins. Just wear fins.
And CJ, of course.
What?
Bruce Willis.
Dumbo Breach.
Bruce Willis.
Fly. Goldfish high heels.
Oh,
Greg.
Just you're all talking at once. Be quiet. What the hell's wrong with you?
I like Walt's idea.
Yeah? No socks?
No.
Go up there barefoot?
Goldfish high heels.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Greg, listen.
Yes. I need to take my own advice sometimes. Yes, Brittany. She's. Oh, Craig. Did you say Craig?
Yes. Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you?
Peg.
Stop it.
Peg.
Enough nonsense. We got an hour left to throw more out there, so we'll get to it. Stick around. Just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Just too much fun.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we look here down in the mud under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.